Hey you guys, how you doing? Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance. I'm on my way home from work, so I figured I'd just talk to you guys for a minute. If I have some free time. A lot of you guys may know, most of you all know me in person, and I'm on the journey to lose weight. I'm trying to lose not a little bit of weight, but an ample amount of weight. And it's a struggle, like, it's a daily struggle. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a whole lot of discipline because you're also surrounded. You're always surrounded by places you can stop, get something quick for a dollar that can fill you up, you know. And sometimes I slip, sometimes I do, but I just want to thank God. Like, whoever you believe in, like, you're going to need all that. You're going to need a support system. You know, and I know a lot of people have kids, and it's hard to kind of eat right when you have kids because of the certain things that they like. That they want to snack, they want to eat what they want to eat, and, you know, that might not be good for you. So you have to have some type of discipline. And I'm not talking like I got my shit together because I really don't. Like, I eat what the fuck I want to eat on the weekends and all kind of shit. But it's due to the fact that I have a good doctor. Like, I have a black doctor, a black woman, female doctor. So being that I have someone who looks like me, it further motivated me because she just gave me the real. Like, she wasn't like any other, like, practitioners I had before that were like, nah, you just lose weight and, you know, you need to lose weight, it'll be good. But now we came up with a plan and we set a goal. So every time I see her, I want to reach my goal. Like, it can be 7 pounds or whatever. She'll just be like, usually it's like 7 to 8 pounds. She's like, you know, next time I see you, I want you to go down 7 pounds. And I always try to overdo it, you know. I'm always trying to, like, when I go in there and she read the numbers, she'll be ecstatic about it. But it's, you know, it's just the little things. And if anybody is working towards that, like, you can hit me up, like, send me some pointers and, you know, whatever you're doing. But mine is more for a health reason. Like, when I went, she was like, yo, you pre-diabetic, pre-hypertension. There was a lot of stuff going on. And I knew I was too young to take pills forever. I didn't want to take pills for high blood pressure. I didn't want to take pills for, I didn't want to take shots for being diabetic. I didn't want any of that. I'm about to make 30 next month, and I want to have kids. I don't want it to be complicated, you know, when I have kids. I just switched my whole mind frame. I'm like, yo, young, you got to get this shit right now. You going in the 30s, you let your 20s slip by, you know, being unhealthy. Okay, and that's cool, but now I'm going to need you to, you know, I'm going to need you to get it together. I'm going to need you to tighten it up. And I'm trying, y'all. It's an everyday struggle. But if I'm doing it, I know you guys can too. I know I'm using on here on some funny shit, but this is some real shit. Like, you know, this shit is, like, heavy in our DNA. Like, I was younger. Like, well, I was, like, my mom's only child for, like, 10 years. I was, like, I'm the first ran on both my mom and my dad's side. So I was kind of, like, giving anything. Like, if I cry for some shit, like, I was probably eating big-ass Big Macs, like, at 3 and 4 years old. Like, that's just wild shit. And I can't blame it on them because when I got old enough to know what was good for me to eat, I still didn't do it. So right now, I have to do what's best for me. I really have to. And I hope it's a big, I just pray that I can stay the course, and I pray that it's a big ass transformation that some other person, specifically young female who's heavy set, will know, like, this motherfucker did it. And I hope it's somebody, like, around me. Like, if this motherfucker did it, I can do it too. It's just as simple as that. Whatever you want, you gotta get that shit. And it's disciplined me more as a person. Like, now I want to really go back to school and do what I have to do. I want to take my podcast shit seriously. It's like, if I discipline, if I can discipline my mind just to take in the amount of food that I need, like, I can discipline myself in any other aspect of my life. You know, all I needed was a little bit of discipline and the truth. And that's it. And I just try to apply that every day. And it's single thoughts and it's single steps that get me through it. It's choices. That's all it is. Like, I can have all kind of shit laying around, but now I want to pick the healthiest choice. And if I don't eat so good, I'm just going to eat a little bit of the unhealthy. You know, it's about portion control, too. And I just want to be able to walk this walk with you guys. I want somebody to see this and know, see the transformation and know God was a part of it. That's basically it. Just see the transformation and know it was not me. It was just for the glory of God. Like, and because that's what it is. That's who I beg. Whoever you believe in, you're going to need all that. I'm telling you, you're going to need that. So, I thank you guys for listening, as always. And I love you. Just make the best choices you can, and just, we're going to rock out like that. And I love you guys. I'm proud of you, whatever you're doing, whatever. Build your end, whatever. Just keep grinding, make that money, and be happy. Travel the world. Do what you got to do. All right? I'm out.